It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's look at a key player in the international uproar over an Israeli commando raid on a flotilla trying to break the blockade of the Gaza Strip. 9 Turkish activists were killed. This episode has thrown a spotlight on a little-known Islamic charity in Turkey that co-sponsored the convoy. NPR Foreign Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam reports from Istanbul.
Thousands of mourners waved Turkish and Palestinian flags during the funeral for Cevdet Kılıçlar, an activist who was killed by Israeli commandos last week. It was an emotional crowd and broke into chants of "Damn Israel, damn America" when the casket arrived at the mosque in central Istanbul. Kılıçlar was a volunteer for IHH, the Foundation for Human Rights and Freedoms and Humanitarian Relief, the Turkish organization embroiled in the botched Israeli naval raid. The headquarters for the IHH is on a narrow side street in a religiously conservative part of Istanbul. Most women in the neighborhood wear abayas, long black cloaks that cover their heads and bodies. There are IHH billboards and posters showing a silhouette of a boat and the slogan, "Our destination is Palestine and what we're carrying is humanitarian aid." The three-story headquarters has been a beehive of activity over the past week. People dropping off donations, meetings, and members reconnecting with others who are on the Mavi Marmara, the IHH ship raided by Israeli commandos. Those killed in the raid are hailed as martyrs by many people here in Turkey. The survivors are seen as returning heroes. The IHH insists it was simply trying to deliver humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Omar Farouk, a board member for the IHH, says that's keeping in line with what the IHH has done since it was established 15 years ago.
We worked more than 100 countries. Our main area is orphans, affected areas from natural disasters, war-affected areas also we worked.
The IHH also has an office in the Gaza Strip. Israel says the IHH is a radical Islamist group with links to terrorist organizations, including Hamas. The Turkish charity has faced similar accusations in the past, including a French intelligence report that states that the IHH helped organize jihadist activities. One IHH office was raided by Turkish authorities in 1998, but no members have been arrested in Turkey for radical activities. Yıldır Turan, a political science professor at Istanbul's Bilgi University, says it's hard to know if there are radical Islamists in the IHH because the group has stayed far below the radar screen in Turkey.
No one knows enough about the organization to answer that particular question. These people display all the characteristics of true believers, and true believers always are very excited, very dedicated to their cause, and engage in a lot of sacrifices in the name of the cause.
Turan says groups like the IHH are now allowed to operate freely in Turkey. That wasn't always the case. Former governments didn't allow Islamist groups to flourish here. Turan says it's hard to decipher whether the Turkish government, under Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, supported the flotilla trying to break the Gaza blockade. The Turkish authorities sold the Mavi Marmara and 2 other ships to the IHH. They were docked in Istanbul for a long time, and the activists made no secret they were headed for Gaza, says Turan.
So unless the government chose to turn a blind eye, at least, to where they were destined, they would not have been able to pull it off. So I think at least, if not financial, there is administrative tolerance of what was going on, or administrative ignorance of what was going on, maybe.
Whatever its stance before the flotilla left Istanbul, the Turkish government has now publicly backed the group's actions. Bulent Yildirim, the leader of the IHH, says there is interest in getting another flotilla underway, but it may be a while.
We have received calls from all over the world to send another ship, but we believe from now on this issue should be solved between the governments.
But Yildirim adds, until the Gaza blockade is broken, the IHH is committed to the cause. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Istanbul.